This is the Don and Mike Show.
We arrive here to learn from American politics. As I'm at the range interview with party official from ruling regime.
We are good friend, Boba, yes?
I hope so.
It is a custom have a cheese at the start.
Thank you.
My wife, she make this cheese.
Very nice.
She make it from a milk from her teeth.
Oh, God.
Just very average. Don and Mike.
Baby!
Right.
Baby! That's a rock and roll!
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Faggot.
Oh, stop it.
Who he?
Who's she? She is Savannah Sampson.
Oh.
Buzz, what movies have we enjoyed Savannah Sampson in?
She's appeared with Jenna Jameson a number of times. I'll get the titles for you, but right now I just wanted to get you a picture of Savannah
Let's
Sampson.
Let's take a look.
So you can refresh your memories.
Oh, my God.
I've seen her in Jenna Jameson movies. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll get the titles.
Wow.
Well, here she is now. Hey, Savannah.
Hi.
Oh,
hey,
wow. We were just looking at a picture of you, Savannah.
You are right now?
Yes, we just had to look at your picture to realize that we've seen your films.
Naughty, naughty.
Naughty, naughty. How many, roughly how many have you done there, Savannah?
Well, you know, it's hard to say because, well, I'm contracted to make 6 movies a year with Vivid, but what they do sometimes, they'll take the scenes and put them into compilations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not very good with math, so 6 times how many years have I been doing this?
Okay, that's okay.
You've done a lot of movies. A
lot of films.
A lot of movies.
A lot of movies.
And
at least 25 movies.
Wow.
At least 25.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm trying to get the picture out of my head right now.
That's okay. You can have the picture. It's good.
I'm sorry. I know we're going to talk about opera and things like that, but
sure
are yours real, Savannah?
As real
as I want them to be. Okay, that's fine. I understand.
My movies, I put so much into my movies, and I want to be as real as possible. It's all about chemistry. Sometimes you're with a partner that's just there for the money, and I hate when that happens.
I was actually asking about your boobs.
Oh, my boobs.
Yeah.
They're not real.
Well, it's a nice boob job then, because I mean they look kind of real. At least the picture I was looking at, kind of a side shot. It looks like the job was done very well.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, mm-hmm. I didn't want to be too big because I take ballet class, and you know, as it is, you know, with clothes I still have to, you know, get a little bigger size and have everything else taken in. So
yeah. I could listen to her talk about this for a while.
Hey, not to make it all about somebody besides you, but I know that I've seen you in films with Jenna, and I was wondering what the freak's going on with her, because I saw her like a picture of her at a red carpet event, and her face looked like that lady in New York that had 1,000 plastic surgeries.
Are you friends with her, Savannah?
Yes, I'm friends with her. She gets stuff done, you know, little lips here and there.
Which lips? just a joke.
Oh, it's all right. Yeah. A good joke.
A horrible joke.
But no, I think she's beautiful as she is. But it's, you know, it can be very addicting once you start doing all that stuff.
Well,
you know?
She's lost a hell of a lot of weight, too. I mean,
she's so tiny. I saw her the last time in January, and I was like, girl, oh my goodness, she's so thin, you know. But she said she's working out like crazy, and she's happy, so.
All right.
So which do you like more, Savannah, opera or porn?
I guess I like opera better.
Really?
I mean, porn annoys me sometimes.
Well, how so? How does it annoy
you?
Okay,
I love what I do while I'm doing it, but, you know, to see myself out there and being naughty and all those things is kind of, you know, bothers me a little bit, you know? Mm. But not while I'm doing it.
Okay, so you actually like doing it.
Oh, I like doing it, but then when I see pictures of, like, stuff all over my face, and I'm like, oh. I don't know, so...
You know, that you're a good girl, though.
Yeah.
That's how you finish a scene.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm nasty on the
screen. That's what daddy
likey. And when I see it, I'm like, oh, I can't believe that's me. I behave like that.
Daddy likey.
You get kind of lost in the moment when you're doing that work.
I do. You know what? I'm good at what I do because I'm real and I'm totally into it.
Oh,
and
I
so
know.
To
what...
have this attitude afterwards, God, I don't know why.
I know what I'd seen you in. What? I swear to God. I've got this at home. Buzz, you bought it for me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, really?
The Secrets of TFing.
The Secrets of...
Yeah, we have to use words.
Yeah, we have to have letters instead of words here.
It's the T word for breasts and the F word for intercourse.
Oh, so you know what? That sounds like one of those compilations I was talking about.
Right. So you do, say, six films a year. Buzz has put another picture up on the screen here. And you're very relaxed in that picture.
Yes.
It's just kind of hanging out.
So you're in Secrets of TFing.
Yes.
you're also in some of your own movies. Savannah Takes Control.
Yes.
Savannah Scores. I've seen you in, Mike, have you seen the movie Poker?
No, I mean, I probably have seen her, but it's tough to nail down the the titles.
No pun intended. Nail down. Anyway, that movie Poker, I've seen listed as one of my movies, but I have no idea what movie that is. I don't think that's one of my titles that was originally went out there.
So you make like six movies a year. You made a total of about 25, and then they can just do what they want, your money. You don't get any money for like the compilations, do you?
Well,
I mean, pay you. Do they pay you a flat fee or what?
No, I was not so smart, and I didn't realize they did that at first, you know. So, but I do make my I said, how can I share in the success that I bring Vivid? And so, I make a residual. So after so many pieces are sold, then I do make some money. So.
Were you offended by Don Imus?
I'm sorry.
Never mind.
I just didn't hear you.
No, it was a bad attempt at a joke.
But I could have laughed if I understood or heard you.
No, I don't think you would have.
Oh, really?
So, a lot of porn stars don't get residuals. I mean, that's pretty rare, isn't it?
No, I think so. That is rare, yes. Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing for radio station WNYC? You review operas for them, right?
Well, no. Tonight, what they're doing this whole week is the Tristan Mysteries, and they're talking about Tristan and Isolde, the Wagner opera. And it's a four-hour opera, and there's a love scene in it where it's so much passion between the two of them, and they take the love potion. And what I'll be talking about is, like, where I hear, like, the sex in the music and why we respond sensually to opera and to music. And
you know, the opera
things.
Crowd and the porn crowd, you don't see them at the same cocktail parties together.
You know what? You'll be surprised.
Yeah.
I
really?
I went to the opera, and, you know, here I am
Buzz.
Dressed up. I'm not expecting at all. And somebody will always come up to me and say, Savannah, I just want to shake your hand. I'm a huge fan of your work. And it just goes to show you that all sorts of people watch.
Oh, on that side of things, it wouldn't surprise me if, like, a guy who was into opera maybe came to...
It's the other way around,
though. The other way. The porn people, like, by and large, I mean, it would seem to me there wouldn't be a lot of that going on, you know.
Well, what's crazy is, you know, in life, we use up our soul, and we want to replenish it in things like opera and porn and things that stimulate us.
Do you have a boyfriend, Savannah?
I have a husband.
Oh, you're married. Okay, all right.
Well, here's why I ask.
Is he industry?
Not looking.
No.
Okay.
No, he's actually a wine merchant, which is how I've made my contacts in the wine world for my wine. You know, I have a wine.
I like you even more and more. You have wine?
It's Fess Parker, Mike. Her husband.
It's Fess Parker.
My wine is amazing. I have Roberto Cipressa's my winemaker. My wine comes from Percent Falling.
I don't want to do anal again.
Wine just... And that grows.
All right, they deleted that out. All right,
and
here's her wine. I don't want to do it there again.
Robert Parker gave it a rating of 91 points,
wow.
So it's getting a lot of recognition in the real world.
My question was going to be with your husband. He must be very cool if he's not in the porno industry. How does he feel about his wife doing the degenerate things that you do, my lovely?
No, you don't understand. I was not in the porn industry until I met him.
Oh.
I did my first movie as a wedding present to him.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's...
So even if I don't enjoy it as much as I do, I make it up more to tell him, like, how wonderful, because I know he'll be watching and he's my worst critic.
So you get
he's a rare breed.
Did this happen?
I guess so, Savannah.
Did this happen after you got married?
No, I got married. No, I did my first movie as a wedding gift. So I did my first movie in France, yes, with Rocco Siffredi. It's called Rocco Meets an American Angel in Paris. And that movie was nominated for Best Foreign Film. And I was just going to do this one movie. And then it just, I don't know. I went to the AVN Awards. I saw the Vivid booth. And I didn't think they would ever offer me a contract because I live in New York. And I don't know. The next day, they offered me a contract, and
I have to say, wow. I'm fascinated by your. You meet your husband to be, and as a wedding present, you do a
porno
for him because he came to you and said, "I want you to do." Was he did he push you into it?
Well, I'm a people pleaser, so there's probably not much I wouldn't have done for him.
Good,
you know,
good for you.
I don't know what I was thinking. Now,
did he mention it casually that he'd like to see you in a porn, and then you decided you were going to do this?
Well, at first, I was appalled at the idea, really, because I thought that he wanted to have it documented so that, like, he would, you know, run around and cheat on me or things like that. That was my mentality.
Okay.
But the more I started to watch, the more I got turned on by the idea, and. Oh. I don't know. I just, you know, because of him, I just opened up so much sexually, and I have so, like.
You guys thought I had the lucky stick with Janet. It's
a great place to be, really.
That's true.
And it's a great place for your husband to be, really.
This conversation is turning me on, and everybody in our listening audience.
Me too.
I know that.
I don't give a
we've had a lot of porn stars on the show, but there's something about this conversation.
Yeah. Pretty
good. It's working. Wow.
So when's the next time you're making one of your fancy movies?
Oh, gosh, let's see. I started my own production company, and my first movie is coming out in June.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Any Way You Want Me, and it's one of those virtual pick-and-choose positions.
I have some of Jenna's movies like that. I love that.
Yes.
That's real good.
With my movies at Vivid, because they're so scripted and everything, like, the director will say, Savannah, stop looking at the camera. But every once in a while, in every scene, I let my eyes roll to the camera because I just need that little connection, you know, with whomever may be watching.
May I tell you something? As a connoisseur of your industry, when I'm watching a film with a gal loving up a guy, I don't necessarily like her looking at the camera as if to say, hey, look what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
a lot of guys like that, though.
If it is a one-on-one, though, like if it's the interactive, like with Jenna, where it's like a loop of her doing a million different things over and over again.
Uh-huh.
There, if you're just looking at the camera there.
Yeah, are you saying it speaks to you?
That's perfect.
Sure.
Yeah, well, this one, it's not so direct at the camera, but, I don't like the. Every once in a while, you'll see my eyes flash to the camera, so.
You know, this thing with WNYC where you're doing the commentary for the opera, it just would seem to me that, the whole image, even though you get people that come up to you and say, I love your work, I would say that the tight asses that are involved with opera would be, you know, this would be just tough for you to be able to come onto a radio station like this. How did that happen?
It all started with the book of 30 Porn Star Portraits by Timothy Greenfield Sanders. The editor on the book, Jordan Shaft, the producer, used to write for the opera. And when I was going to go see the Rakes project, but I went to California to be in this book, and I missed it. So I said to him, I'm missing Rakes project for this. And he was like, what? Like, he was shocked that someone in porn would even go to the opera, you know? And so I guess just through him, I met the attorney of the book, and next thing you know, I've got a whole world of people around me that are, you know, building my brand and working so positively with me. And
build your brand. we would, darling.
That book you're talking about, there's a special on HBO about the making of that book, isn't there? Yeah, I've
Thinking
seen it.
Thinking XXX, yes.
Will you be doing any road tours at all?
Yes, Well, I do dance, you know. You have to look at my site, University of Savannah, for my...
Wow.
We'll check it out.
Yeah.
Baby, good luck with the opera.
Yeah, you're pretty fascinating there, Savannah.
We'd like to have you on again sometime. And our best to your husband.
Thank you so much.
The luckiest man in the world.
Wish me luck for tonight.
Oh, you'll do great. Right, you're a natural.
Good luck. You'll
Thank
do... You'll do great.
Thank you.
And I hope that you have a happy ending like you do in your movies.
If I'm lucky, I do have a happy ending.
Thank you, Savannah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Guys always like it when girls are the cake.
What a nice woman.
I can't identify what makes that a different porn star interview, but there was just something about her manner,
her
everything
IQ,
about
first
it.
First off, her IQ is over 50.
Yeah, that's true. And then the whole thing, it really kind of froze
with the,
us
with
all
the
up
husband?
With the husband, because we're all just going, what?
Yeah.
It seems to me she's a little different than, say, Mary Carey.
Just
maybe it's me.
Yeah.
Rob, I'll tell you the only difference.
Yeah.
Mary Carey's boobs are real and you know it.
I know that's true.
That's a fact, Jack.
I love wine and opera.
Honey, here's your wedding present. Put on the DVD.
That is really wonderful.
Wouldn't you love to be at the opera party, the post party? Yeah. You know, like at the Met where she comes walking in.
If you really like her, part of her is available on the internet for sale.
Oh, dear. It's one of those things. See? Do you see this thing he's showing us?
This?
The where she did the mold, the body mold.
Oh, is it her butt?
Battery's not included. Well, it's more
than
that.
Is it her butt or the other?
It's everything.
It's all of the above.
Yeah.
So it's like
it's everything attached to an electronic remote control.
It's a plastic remote fake genitals
latex
of her.
Likeness.
From this distance, it looks like.
Buzz, how did you enjoy that interview?
I thought it was brilliant.
What does it look like, Rob? From this distance, it looks like two loaves of bread.
Oh, God. Everything food with you.
Pass the butter.
Everything food with you.
With me?
Oh, my God.
Okay,
wow.
Thank you, Savannah.
Big bread.
Baby.
Boy.
Right.
She's nice.
Very nice lady.
Yeah, you got me that movie, Buzz. That came out in 2004.
Well, I jotted
the
down.
The Secrets of TFing.
Good. I'm glad
boy,
you enjoy
oh
it.
Boy.
I jotted down her new one, any way you want me.
Keep the secret.
From her own production company. Buy a bottle of her wine and watch her movie.
Okay, there she is, sideways. And she has been.
Any way you want.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.